TV 101 is a new CBS drama premiering this Tuesday about a certain kind of educational television. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
Here's the premise of TV 101. A guy who once wrote gutsy editorials for his high school newspaper is hired by his former journalism teacher some 10 years later to return to his old school and teach journalism. As soon as he gets there, he surprises the woman who hired him and enrages the principal who still dislikes him by proposing to turn the school newspaper into a school TV show.
I calm a local cable station into donating the cameras.
The rest is left over for my have video will travel days.
And what about the student paper?
It's still here. We're just plugging in the electricity, that's all.
Kevin, these kids watch too much TV as it is. Would you shut that thing off? They don't need to be producing more of their own.
Well, that's where you're wrong. Look how you're acting. You know why? Because you're on the spot and you can't hide. That's what I want to do. I want to get these kids in front of the lens where they can't hide what's going on inside. That sense of reality is something the old student paper couldn't touch in a million years. All I need is a chance to make it work.
That's Sam Robards, Jason Robards' son, as Kevin Keegan, and Bryn Thayer as his former teacher. She might also, in future episodes, become romantically involved with him. But for now, Keegan is involved only with turning Journalism 101 into TV 101 and reaching and teaching his students. The pilot episode, written by producer Carl Schaefer, presents Kevin Keegan as a kind of Mr. Novak with a minicam. When the administration forbids Keegan to broadcast his student show over the school's closed-circuit TV system, he takes it to the local cable system and gets a spot on the community access channel. And in the space of one TV hour, he helps one wheelchair-bound student overcome his shyness and convinces another student to just say no to drugs. TV 101 uses handheld video cam footage a lot, so it looks like MTV. And it has music by U2, James Taylor, and Stuart Copeland, so it even sounds like MTV. It's a show aimed squarely at teenagers and gives them a chance to dream about bringing broadcast news down to their level. The bad news, though, is that TV 101 could be, and ought to be, a lot better. It talks about censorship in the schools, but doesn't really confront the issue. And while TV 101 is a good lesson in how to use TV, somewhere along the line it forgot about the journalism. Nobody seems to notice or care that some of the stories in the students' first broadcast are incomplete or unbalanced. It would be nice in the future if TV 101 became more interested in issues and in good journalism, like a high school TV version of Lou Grant. And in the long run, that just might happen. TV 101 comes from the new production company run by Grant Tinker, whose MTM Productions created Lou Grant. And TV 101 has the most potential of any of his recent efforts. The young cast is good. Andrew White, as the kid on drugs, stands out. And I'd like to see this series make a go of it. In my own high school days, I worked on both the school newspaper and the closed-circuit TV system, so I'm rooting for this show. Based on my own experience, I know that these kids and TV 101 have plenty of room for improvement.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.